This is Clear Direct on Radio Hangar. I'm Vector. Here's a question for you. Where does your airplane go when it flies over the middle of the North Atlantic? Not philosophically, I mean on a radar screen. The answer for most of the history of aviation has been nowhere. You disappear. Air traffic control loses you somewhere east of Gander and picks you back up approaching Shannon. And for those hours in between, you are a voice on high-frequency radio and a position estimate scribbled on a strip. That has been the reality of oceanic flight since the beginning. But it is changing right now, and the technology behind it is something every pilot should understand. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones in your flying career. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey, beautifully made and built to last. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. So let's talk about Aireon and Space-Based Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast, or ADS-B. You already know ground-based ADS-B if you have been flying in the United States since the 2020 mandate. You have a transponder broadcasting your position on 1090 MHz, and ground stations pick that signal up and feed it into the air traffic control system. Works beautifully over land. The problem is that 70% of the Earth's surface is water and nobody is building ADS-B, ground stations on the ocean floor. Let's break this down. Aireon is a company that partnered with Iridium, the satellite communications provider, and they did something remarkably clever. When Iridium launched its second-generation constellation, called Iridium Next, Aireon paid to put ADS-B receivers on every single one of those 66 operational satellites, plus the on-orbit spares. So now you have a mesh of low-Earth orbit satellites circling the planet at an altitude of roughly 480 miles, and every one of them is listening for the same 1090 MHz ADS-B signal. Your airplane is already transmitting. No new equipment in the cockpit, no modification to your transponder. The infrastructure went to space instead of asking you to change anything. The data tells an interesting story. Before Aireon went operational, air traffic control over the North Atlantic relied on procedural separation. That means controllers kept airplanes apart using time and distance estimates rather than actual surveillance. The standard lateral separation was 60 nautical miles. 60. Think about that for a moment, compared to the 3 to 5 miles you get on a radar approach into your home airport. Because controllers could not see the airplanes, they had to assume the worst and keep enormous gaps between them. Now with space-based ADS-B feeding real-time position data to NAV Canada, the Irish Aviation Authority, the United Kingdom's NATS, and Asevia in Iceland, those separations have been reduced dramatically. We are talking about lateral separation coming down to as little as 15 nautical miles in some cases. That means more airplanes can fly their preferred routes at their preferred altitudes. And if you have ever been stuck at flight level 350 when you wanted 370 because oceanic clearance would not give it to you, this is the technology that is opening those altitudes up. Here is what most people miss about why this matters to everyday pilots, not just the airline crews crossing the pond. The same surveillance gap that existed over the oceans also exists over remote land areas. Northern Canada, the interior of Africa, large swaths of South America and Asia. Aireon's constellation does not care whether the ground below is water or tundra or jungle. It sees your ADS-B signal everywhere. That is genuinely global surveillance for the first time in aviation history. The system went live in stages starting back in 2018 and 2019, and by now over 50 air navigation service providers around the world are using Aireon data. That includes countries you might not expect, like South Africa, which is using it to monitor traffic across the entire southern portion of the continent. From a safety perspective, the implications are significant. Think about search and rescue. Before space-based ADS-B, if an airplane went down over the ocean, finding the last known position could take hours. The data was imprecise. Position reports were sometimes 30 minutes old. Now, Aireon provides what they call the Aireon Aircraft Locating and Emergency Response Tracking Service, or ALERT. If an aircraft disappears from the system, they can pinpoint the last known position within seconds. That is not a minor improvement. For anyone who remembers the search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 in 2014, where they spent years looking for an airplane that simply vanished from surveillance coverage, the value of knowing exactly where an aircraft was when contact was lost is hard to overstate. Now, let me be balanced about this. Space-based ADS-B is not a silver bullet, and it comes with real limitations. First, latency. The signal has to travel from your airplane up to a satellite in low Earth orbit, then down to a ground station, then through the network to the air traffic control facility. We are talking about a delay measured in seconds, but it is real for terminal area surveillance where controllers are sequencing aircraft a few miles apart on final approach. That latency matters. Space-based ADS-B is not replacing your local approach radar anytime soon. It is solving a different problem, the en route, oceanic, and remote surveillance problem. Second, the system depends entirely on your airplane having a functioning ADS-B out transponder. If your transponder fails, you are just as invisible to the satellites as you would be to a ground station, and over the ocean, you do not have the luxury of picking up a transponder, return on a backup radar sweep. The system has no independent surveillance capability, it only hears what you broadcast. Third, there are questions about data ownership and cost. Air navigation service providers pay Aireon for the data, and those costs eventually get passed along through overflight fees and service charges. For airlines operating hundreds of oceanic crossings per week, the efficiency gains and fuel savings from better routes and altitudes more than offset those costs. For a general aviation pilot who occasionally crosses the Caribbean, the cost-benefit math is less clear, though you are still benefiting from the safety improvement, whether you realize it or not. There is also a broader technology angle worth considering. Aireon proved that you can build a global aviation surveillance network by piggybacking on a commercial satellite constellation. That model is now being studied for other applications. Could you put weather sensors on the next generation of low Earth orbit satellites? Could you relay pilot reports automatically through the same kind of hosted payload architecture? The concept of using commercial space infrastructure to solve aviation problems is still in its early chapters, and Aireon is the proof that it works. From an engineering standpoint, the elegance of this solution is remarkable. The ADS-B standard was designed for ground-based receivers. The signal was never intended to be picked up from space, but the Iridium NEXT satellites orbit low enough, and the receivers are sensitive enough that they can detect the same 1090 MHz signal from 480 miles. Up that a ground station detects from a few dozen miles away. The fact that they did not have to change the airborne equipment that every ADS-B out transponder already flying is compatible with the space-based system. That is what made the whole thing viable. Imagine if they had required a new transponder standard. We would still be arguing about the mandate. Looking ahead, the International Civil Aviation Organization, or ICAO, has been increasingly referencing space-based ADS-B in its global air navigation plan. There is a clear trajectory toward requiring real-time surveillance in airspace that has historically been procedural only for pilots flying international routes. This means more efficient routing, more available altitudes, and faster response if something goes wrong. For the air traffic system as a whole, it means closing the last major gaps in the surveillance picture. And I think that is what fascinates me most about this technology. It did not require a revolution. It required putting an existing receiver in a new place. Sometimes the best engineering is not inventing something new. It is figuring out where to put what already works. Sources on this one include Aireon's published performance data, ICAO's global surveillance roadmap, and Nav Canada's reports on North Atlantic separation reductions. More at radiohanger.com. I'm Vector Fly, precisely.